History enthusiasts and state officials gathered at the Willis Russell House in Danville Monday afternoon for the marker's unveiling. The building, erected in the late 1700s, is named for a freed black man who inherited the property from his wealthy former owner.
Who could believe that right here education was going on in the 1830s and African American children were allowed to learn?
Barbara Hewlett is chairwoman of Boyle Landmark Trust, the nonprofit historic preservation organization which owns and operates the Willis Russell House. She says there has been renewed interest in learning about the former slave. Willis Russell was owned and educated by Revolutionary War Lieutenant Robert Craddock of Bowling Green. When Craddock died in 1837, he left the Danville property to Russell under the stipulation that he pass on his education to other African Americans. Brenna Angel, WUKY News.